Welcome to Coffee with Bishop and Christina G. We are currently not drinking any coffee. We kind of just thought of the title of this podcast about 10 minutes ago. And I like coffee, but Christina...
I like coffee.
Yeah. So Christina made me a promise that we would drink coffee and she would try coffee because I've had to try a couple of coffees.
I know. I drink coffee.
Define coffee.
Okay. Just because I don't drink black coffee doesn't mean I don't drink coffee.
Very true. Okay. Well, anyways, we don't have any coffee. We will in the coming, I guess, episodes. And we're kind of learning about coffee as we go. I just know I like black coffee. I don't know anything about coffee. I know what a French press is or an espresso, but that's about it. So in this first episode, we kind of wanted to capture down, as our good friend would say, who we are. So we're going to introduce ourselves individually and as a couple. Yes, we are a couple, in case you didn't know that. First-time listeners. Shout out. Give us a shout out.
First-time listeners.
I'm sure
pretty
we
much everyone
none.
That listens to this is the first-time listener.
Oh, very true. Yeah. Okay, so we're gonna introduce ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. Individually and collectively. And we're going to play a quick game to see who does topics first. In this episode, we haven't predetermined topics, so... to kind of spur the moment. So, Christina, why don't you introduce yourself to our good, faithful listeners.
Okay.
You can start with your name.
Oh, thank you. My name is Christina G.
That's my life. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up... in Kansas, and when I was 10 years old, my family moved to California.
City of
Turlock.
Greatest city in America.
Yeah, totally.
So that's it? You just moved to Turlock and life's over?
This is hard.
It is hard.
I'm 20 years old. I work in a boutique in downtown,
yes.
A fashion boutique.
It's called Glitz.
Yeah, follow us on Instagram at Glitz My Clothing. You can PayPal.
It's the talk of the town.
Yeah. I have a dog named Sam.
Oh, Sammy.
Sam. What else about me?
If our listeners saw you on the streets, how would they recognize you?
Oh gosh.
What are you wearing? What's on your,
okay.
What do you have?
What do I have?
Yeah. What do you got going on over there?
Well, I have blonde hair.
Ooh.
I have a nose ring. Let's see, I usually wear like jeans and a gray t-shirt and my Birkenstocks.
Birkenstocks.
Let's see, I have a couple tattoos.
Oh goodness, what tattoos do you have?
I have 4 tattoos.
By the way, these are all rhetorical questions for me. I know your tattoos, I'm just...
Oh, well, obviously. I have 4 tattoos. I have a mountain range on my left foot. I have a compass on my right foot. And
I got Jesus on my heart.
Oh, gosh. I have the word rejoice in Hebrew. And I have a small triangle behind my ear.
Illuminati?
No.
Oh, what is that? Illuminati, you can't
no,
say
that. No, it's not. Me and my sister have matching ones. It doesn't really have like a meaning. We just got them.
Yeah. I remember one day we were driving with Christina's parents and her dad and I were sitting in the back and all of a sudden the car goes quiet and good old Chuck goes, Christina, what is behind your ear? And it was a new thing for him. It was pretty funny.
He, even though I've had it for...
Quite a while.
I apparently didn't know about that one.
Well, I guess it's my turn.
Oh.
I'm Bishop, a.k.a. Jacob R.
Jacob R.
Jacob Danny. I was born in the Monterey Peninsula in at the Chomp Hospital, California Hospital of Monterey Peninsula. Grew up in Turlock, really, but my first 5 years of my amazing life, I spent in Asheville.
Oh my gosh. This is a whole biography?
Yeah.
Okay.
First 5 years in Asheville. And then my parents said, hey, Bishop, we're going to move to Turlock. And I was like, you have my blessing.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah. Moved to Turlock. My life was pretty much over then. Just kidding. Now I went to school. I went to a whole bunch of different schools. Went to Pittman High School. What? Pittman. Christine went to Pittman too, but she's not very proud of it.
What?
Anyways, we'll talk about that later.
Sorry.
Yeah. A year after my high school, after I graduated. Guy. Yeah, I played sports. Okay, whatever.
Football.
All right. So the year after I graduated, I went to Master's Commission, which is a 9-month discipleship program. That was pretty fun. And now I'm just sitting at home working for a good old Chuck. Go to full-time student at CSU Stanislaus. Christina, where do you go to school?
Oh, I used to go to CSU Stanislaus, but now I go to Modesto Junior College.
Went from a warrior to a pirate. Dark side.
It happens.
Other than that, I am... Should I say what my other vocation is? I guess it's too late now, huh?
Yeah.
They call me Bishop for a reason.
Oh, right.
One, because I went to the Master's Commission, which is the discipleship program.
I'm pretty sure you came up with that name on your own.
No, Rich Millentree came up with that.
Oh.
And just suck, you know? But currently I'm a pastor at New Hope Community Church.
Yep.
Follow us at newhopetrelock.org. That's our website. Never mind. I will find out our Instagram name in later episodes.
You can follow the website.
And by the way,
follow the happenings of
the
website.
June. Let's see. Okay. Hang on 1 second.
It's June 20th, 2016.
Yes. But it's June. So that tells you, and here in America, it's middle of summer.
And it's 5 months from today is Jacob's 21st birthday.
Wow. Okay.
I think it's 5 months.
Thanks, Christina. So Christina's sitting here with the blanket. Okay. All cuddled up. And I'm looking at my phone. It says Turlock, California. Okay, it's June 20th. 91 degrees outside.
It's air conditioned in here.
That's true, but it's just weird knowing it's
June.
It's for
comfort, not like warmth, I guess.
Blankets do good. Blankets are good for that.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes you just got to sit with a nice blanket.
And a cup of coffee. We don't have any. How lame we name our show Coffee with Bishop
How
and
lame?
Christina. How lame.
Oh.
How lame. We name it Coffee with Bishop and Christina G.
And we don't.
And we didn't even
coffee.
Take the time to make even just a little cup of coffee.
I told you we should make some.
Too late now. Dad? Okay, Christina, let's tell our listeners how we met.
Oh, this will be good.
So we have two different versions of our entire story.
Okay, not the entire story.
Most of it, the first 4 years. We have two. There's two school of thoughts when it comes to the friendship and relationship of Bishop and Christina G. I'll let ladies go first.
Ladies?
Christina?
Okay. Well, me and Jacob met freshman year of high school in Spanish class, right?
Yeah.
In Espanol.
Mr. Boyce.
Yeah. And I would say that we were friends in high school because we would we never hung out, but we talked to each other and we always said hi to each other. And I'm sure we talked to each other in class.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
I'm sure we did. I know we did in economics occasionally.
And this is why our story diverges.
Okay, I'm not there yet. we even had a nickname for each other, which was peanut butter, but we don't remember why.
To this day, 6 years later, no idea why.
Let's see. So we were just kind of regular friends, I guess. We were school friends, okay? I'm not saying we were best friends or anything. We were school friends.
School friends is a good way to put it. Okay, so that's the high school years.
Yeah.
When we first started dating.
No, I'm not done. Oh, there's more to the story than that.
Well, I know. But
oh, can I also say that I did track sophomore year with Jacob. He doesn't remember me being in track. And I took economics senior year, and me and Jacob sat like one row away from each other, and he didn't remember that I was in that class. I had to remind him, and then he was like, yeah, that's right, you were in that class.
Yeah. Okay, so
obviously
this is where our stories diverge.
Made like a really good impression in high school.
So
yeah,
it's true. We had classes together and stuff, yeah. But we first started dating. And Christina's like, yeah, we were friends in high school. And I was like, wait a second. I don't think friends is the right word. Because when I think of friends, I think of people I would hang out with outside of class. And Christina just wasn't one of those friends. Not that I wouldn't have, but it just never happened, I guess.
Yeah.
So I say
But
school friends is a good term.
Yeah.
But before this, before just now, I've always said acquaintances.
I think we were more than acquaintances, because acquaintances are like when you know someone that you like very rarely talk to. I'm sure that me and Jake, you and I, we talked like at least once a day, even if it was just like
peanut butter passing down the halls.
No, Jacob would always do that. We'd walk by each other.
She'd be like a mile away.
Yeah. And I'd just hear peanut butter from like down the hall. Or he always said, sometimes you called me Dirksy, which is my last name, or Taylor Swift.
Oh my, that's how they know you if you're walking, listeners.
Oh my God.
Listen, listeners. If you're ever walking down the street and you see in Turlock, California, and you happen to see this beautiful girl that looks just like Taylor Swift, that is Christina G. Mm. Get her autograph. And I'm sure hand out a sticker of mine.
I don't look that much like Taylor Swift.
Sometimes. When she has short hair and red lipstick on, spot on.
I don't have short hair, though.
Oh, I know what you're dressing up for Halloween this year.
No.
I can be, what's his name? The guy played Jacob in a...
Taylor Lautner.
I'm
pretty sure that they were together for like a month and they broke up.
Who cares? My name's Jacob. His name was Jacob in a movie.
My name isn't Taylor.
But he looked like Taylor Swift.
Not really.
See how I'm connecting all these things?
If you saw me walking down the street...
Speaking of connections, let's talk about our relationship.
Oh my gosh.
That was pretty good. I didn't do sound effects on here.
Like a laugh track in the background?
I can do that.
When you make jokes. I know.
I wield that power.
Yeah.
Okay, relationship. So how do we start dating, Christina?
Well, when Jacob went to Master's Commission, I had no idea where he went. I didn't even know that. I just thought he was like gone or something. I don't know. I thought he moved, I guess. And then, so it was last June, our friend Macy had a graduation party.
It was my first week back.
Yeah. And I hadn't gone anywhere. I was just in Turlock. And I went with a couple of my friends, and everyone was like, oh, Jacob is back in Turlock. He's coming to the party. And I was like, oh.
You're like, what?
Where's he been?
Oh, that's so mean.
And then, it's not my fault. And then he showed up, and we hung out with, like, a bunch of our, like, mutual friends. And then I thought that Jacob was like staring at me during like the whole party, and we played Jenga together.
Gosh. Yeah, okay, with and like six other people.
No, it was one other person. You mean Macy played Jenga?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So then, after the graduation party, I told Macy that I thought Jacob was cute.
Oh, that was hot.
No.
Fresh off the press of a nice discipleship program.
Wow.
Spiritual muscles were flexing.
Oh, my God.
As well as other muscles.
Okay. So then I don't really know what my friends told Jacob that I really liked him.
And this is where I take over.
No. Okay? Oh, yeah, I guess. Okay.
So, let me tell you my standpoint of the whole graduation party. I just got back, okay? That week was crazy because I was processing everything that happened during my discipleship program. So I guarantee I stared at a lot of things.
But you stared at me the most.
So we get there.
You probably did.
Like, oh, what's up, Christina? What's up, peanut butter? I'm pretty sure we said that when we saw each other,
probably.
Too.
Probably. But we didn't talk to each other.
We didn't really talk to each other at
all. Like, the graduation party started at, like, what? Probably 5 p.m. or 4 p.m. or something.
I showed up fashionably at, like, 4:05.
We didn't talk to each other until probably, like, 6:30 or something.
Yeah, I gotta wait for the crowd to die down. I don't want too much interruption.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah,
anyways.
Just want to have my full attention.
We had our feet dangling in a pool with some friends. And I was like, hey, that's a cool tattoo.
Yeah, I just what does it mean? My compass tattoo.
Oh, send me and stuff. I was like, oh, so you want to do missions? And
no.
She's like, no. And I was like, oh, okay. And so I'm just looking in the pool.
My tattoo says, it's a compass, and it says, send me, referencing a Bible verse, which is why he thought missions. But anyways. Right.
So I was just looking into the pool. I could have been looking anywhere. And so apparently
looking
I really don't remember
into the pool.
My good and trusted friends, guy friends, don't remember me staring at Christina at all that night either.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, so but here's where it comes together. In June, I started a youth Bible study. So I was just coming into youth pastoralship. And so I invited some college students just to get some numbers in, you know.
And I worked at Yoga
Mill. You know what I mean? Youth pastors. Yeah. All right. Yeah, you did work at Yoga Mill. And Macy and Barbara were going to the Bible study. And I just remember, oh, hey, Christina was at Macy's party. And so I texted
but
Barbara.
But I'm pretty sure this all happened before the Bible study started.
No.
Yes?
This was 2 weeks into the Bible study.
No, because I showed up the second week of Bible study.
Okay, this happened the first night then. So I texted Barbara. I said, hey, text me Christina's number. I want to invite her to Bible study. I'm not thinking anything of anything yet. I just want to invite someone, a good fellow Christian of mine, to Bible study.
Yeah.
And then a couple days later, me, Barbara, Macy, and Brianna were hanging out. And all of a sudden, Barbara's like, oh, so what's up with you and Christina? I said, what? And she's like, I'm rooting for you guys. I said, wait a second. What's going on here? And she's like, you asked me for a number. And I was like, yeah, to invite her to Bible study. And then I took Macy home that night. And she's like, yeah, Christina thinks you're pretty cute. And I was like, whoa, what? And so I was like, well, make sure she gets a Bible study because I got to talk to her now because I think she's pretty cute, too.
That
and then she came
not,
and I was like,
no,
oh my
that
God,
is not.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
I saw her walk in.
I was like
she was late, didn't
late.
Participate the whole Bible study.
Because it was over by the time I got there.
And we had a great conversation after and after.
Did we?
And after and after.
I'm pretty sure we talked about like
The Office.
Nothing. We just talked about random stuff.
Yeah, with a group of friends. And I saw her and I was like, you know, I'm probably going to date this girl. And then a couple weeks into dating, I was like, you know, I'm probably going to get married to this girl. So, yeah. Okay, let's move on to topics. That's us, guys. Thanks for listening.
Oh, gosh.
This would be a great place for a sound effect, but we don't have those yet. So, we're going to play a best out of three trivia to see who goes first with topics.
Okay.
And I still have no idea what my topic is.
Me neither.
It's okay. We'll figure it out. So the trivia is zoo animals. What food, this is for you, what food makes up nearly all of a giant panda's diet?
Bamboo.
Ding, ding, ding. 1-0. Okay, this is for me. True or false? Mice live for up to 10 years. I'm going to say...
Can't you see the answers?
No. It's scrolled down.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to say false. I think they live a lot longer. Yes. False. Captive mice live for up to 2.5 years. Oh, never mind.
So you're right.
Wild,
got that
wild
wrong.
Mice only live for an average of around 4 months.
Oh, that's sad.
2-2.
No, you got that wrong.
No, it was false. I said false.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Okay. Question number three. This is for you. What is the name of the phobia that involves an abnormal fear of spiders?
Arachnophobia.
That was too easy. We're doing a different one.
How dare you?
These are way too easy. What? Oh, true or false? Cats spend an average of 13 to 14 hours a day sleeping.
True.
All right, you go first, your topic.
Oh, this meant I had to go first. I wasn't thinking of topics. I was thinking of zoo animals.
Okay.
You can go first. It doesn't matter.
You know, my topic. Well, you had one. We were in the car and you had one ready to go. What is it? Come on.
Okay. Are these like any topic?
Any topic. Anything.
Gosh. I was thinking like Bible topics.
Let's go. Let's hear it. I'm all for
Bible.
No,
I'll save that for another week.
Okay. Well, I'll pick a Bible topic then.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Well, here. I'm going to pick the Orlando shooting. And why am I going to pick that? So, okay, we all know the Orlando shooting happened, like, what, a week ago now? No, a couple days ago.
Yeah.
Mass shooting, biggest shooting in American history. So, like, what should our response, like, as Christians be to that?
I mean, I think there's a lot of controversy surrounding it from what I've seen because it's, like, an LGBT thing. But I think as Christians, that doesn't matter because, you know, fellow humans have died from
they
this.
Have fallen.
Yeah. And that's, I mean, we can only show our support to their families and to the community right now.
Yeah.
And well, and always, not just right now.
No. And it was interesting because I was listening to a podcast today and they said, I haven't heard about this, but they said everyone's blaming Christians. Mm. Have you seen or read that in the news?
I haven't seen that.
But anyways, it was interesting. They talked about how this really shootings like this and stuff that's been happening really shows how like depraved we are. If you're a Reformed theologian, you know what total depravity is, and that's just that we are just super sinful.
Yeah.
And really, stuff like this is just confirmation of Scripture. Like, and yeah.
Yeah.
One thing I notice in talking to people, it's like we expect so much. We Christians expect so much of Muslims or people in Islam or LGBT or whatever, everyone. But we forget that they're sinners, just like us.
Yeah.
And so it's like, how are you going to put like these standards on them that one, they're not even called to, and two, they will never meet outside of Christ.
Yeah.
Three, you yourself, meaning me, Christina, anyone who talks about it, can't even meet those standards perfectly anyways. So I think most of, wow, how embarrassing. Just a disclaimer, we're in our house right now. Not our house. We're in my house right now. And my dogs are so annoying. Okay. So if you hear background noise, that's
Charlie,
what it is.
If
that's
you heard Charlie. That bark.
If you hear like a, that's Kona. Okay. Anyways. I think with a shooting, it's time for Christians we do really well looking outside and taking care of people when the stuff happens, but it's really looking inside and seeing within our church walls, within our biblical conversations, our talks with Christ-like people, what's going on there? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I agree.
You agree.
Yeah, I think it's just such a sad, thing that has happened.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of bad stuff has happened lately.
In Orlando. Because I was...
Oh, that. Yeah, that kid got...
Yeah, and Christina Grimmie got shot.
Bang.
And that little two-year-old kid got pulled into the water by an alligator or crocodile or whatever.
Tough month for Orlando.
Yeah. So we can only pray.
Yeah. Interesting. John Calvin once said, this is different. He said, when God wants to punish a nation, he gives them terrible leaders. You know, I love people, but let me tell you what. My choices for president this year suck.
Yeah.
I'm going to vote for who I think, out of the two, I'm going to vote for the lesser of two evils, but it's just as terrible that they're both evil in the first place. Like, they're both poor decisions.
Yeah. That's true.
So you're kind of just like, either you vote for one of them or you just put your name in.
Right in Tim Truax's name.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Have a topic, Christina?
I can't think of a topic when we're just like talking about.
Just spur of the moment.
Let's see.
What do you love the most besides Jesus and besides me?
What do I love the most?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. There's a lot of things I love. I love dogs.
Let's talk about dogs. What's your favorite dog?
French Bulldog.
Why? Why in the heck French Bulldog?
They're just so cute. They're like little piggy faces. They make like cute little noises. They're so funny, like when they run. And
yeah, they're so short and stubby.
They're just so cute. I love them.
So let it be known that once we went to a pet shop and there was little baby French Bulldogs in there and Christina started crying.
That okay. Yeah, that is true. But but it's not only because of that. It's because it was Louie's sister.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So why are you crying?
Oh, because I wanted it.
Oh, yeah.
Louis, I was totally ready, a French
like,
Bulldog.
Hey, maybe
we
I'll
know,
buy it for her. And then I was like, wait a second.
They're
no.
Very expensive.
Heck no.
Oh, thanks.
They're as expensive.
Yeah.
Even more expensive than an engagement ring.
I did find some. Yeah, I did find one on Craigslist. I was looking the other day.
Wow.
And it was only $1,500, which is about half of what they usually are. So.
Oh, check this out. So you know that thing you tagged me on Instagram?
Which one?
The black French Bulldog that someone was getting rid of, selling.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Kurt got it.
Oh, he did?
Okay, but listen, though. He had it for 2 days. You know why?
Why?
It was a stolen French Bulldog that was like show quality.
Oh, my gosh.
This French Bulldog was like 10 grand.
Wow.
Because it was a show dog.
Well.
That was a breed of French Bulldog.
Wasn't.
So he had it for like.
Who was watching it before Kurt had it?
Whoever owned it. It wasn't Robert. It was Robert's friend.
Oh.
But Kurt had it for like 2 days and then he had to give it to the authorities or someone.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Well, at least the French Bulldog's in its rightful home.
That's all you care about, huh?
I mean.
Tell us about Cody.
Oh, gosh. So Cody is our friend Brianna, who's Tim's girlfriend.
Follow at Tim Truax Official on Instagram.
So Cody is Brianna's palm chi. And he's really cute and I love him. And he is just so well, I have never seen him be mean to anyone else.
But he is.
But he loves me.
Yeah.
Like
I mean, you know he's mean though, right?
Yeah, I've heard that, but I haven't seen it.
Yeah. It's so weird because anyone that comes around Cody, he just doesn't like. Not that he's like trying to bite their faces off,
but
he's wary of talking.
He doesn't talk. He doesn't talk to them.
Like being touched by them or anything.
Yeah.
The only ones he's warmed up to really fast, besides Christina, are my dad and I.
And Kelsey, right?
And sometimes Kelsey.
Oh.
But Christina just has this weird bond with him.
Yeah, it's weird, but at first he tried to bite me because I think it's because I came on too strong and then I let him approach me. I played hard to get with him and he, but this morning I went over there before work to let him out to go potty and he tried to bite me again. He wouldn't let me pet him.
Hmm.
So I don't know. I was wearing a pretty colorful shirt. Maybe that was it.
Okay.
Oh, dogs can only see black and white. Never mind.
I don't think that's true.
Well, I've heard that they can see black and white and then like some blue and some red. But I don't know if that's true. That's just what I've heard.
Siri, can dogs see in black and white or can they see in color?
No match found.
I'm just going to do it the old-fashioned way and type it in.
Yeah. Good idea.
Okay, can dogs see color? I think they can.
Yeah, I mean, I don't
human
see
eyes
why they wouldn't.
Have three cones that detect color and can identify red, blue, and green, and yellow. Neets discovered that dogs only have two cones. This means they can distinguish blue and yellow, but not red and green.
Well.
Wow. What color was your shirt today?
It was red. And, well, he couldn't see that.
Maybe he's like.
It had some green and yellow in it.
Blonde hair and arms, and I don't know what to do.
My skin is not yellow.
Blonde hair and arms.
And arms?
Yeah.
I mean, he can see that I'm like have a shirt on and I am not just hair and arms. I mean, he can like see a full picture. He just can't see the colors.
We should try that. We should have you walk in with different color shirts one day
and see how
he has his reaction.
But yeah, he tried to bite me and he growled at me. And so I was kind of offended, but I mean,
oh, Cody,
I don't know. Maybe it was just because I was intruding in his personal space. I don't know.
Probably. Maybe his owners have to be there as like a presence.
I feel like that's probably normal with most dogs, though.
Yeah. Maybe you walked on him when he was waking up.
Maybe.
Wow. Just disrupting the peace, Christina.
Sorry.
So, yeah. When it comes to French Bulldogs, though, it's like, get engaged, get a French Bulldog. So she's kind of weighing that decision.
What?
I'm just kidding. No.
That was never.
She's all for the marriage.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think this concludes our first episode of Coffee, quote unquote Coffee with Bishop and Christina G. We promise to have coffee next time.
Yeah.
What should our end tagline be? Reform Pubcast says, cheers and amen.
Vertical Podcast says, stay sanctified.
Stay lit, bruh.
Ew. No.
Just man, this is hard. Podcasts are hard.
I don't know.
Well, until next time.
Have a great day.
Have a great day.
What?
Okay, we can't just
what
leave.
What is that? What did they say? Happy trails.
Happy trails. So long, everybody.
So long, everybody.
All right. Peace.
Bye.
One night to be confused. One night to speed up truth. We had a promise made. Four hands and then away. Both under influence. We had divine sense to know what to say. Mind is a razor blade.